place, a shelter?
No, it was just a clean, open place in the woods. And in the wintertime then, we had a shed out at the back of the barn where they'd come up to sleep, you know, come up at night and sleep in that. But in the summertime, maybe they wouldn't come up. We wouldn't see them for a month or two.
Hmm. How big you said you had a pretty good-sized farm?
We had, maybe a little better than 300 acres.
Mm-hmm. Do you own that much now?
No, ma'am. We just own a 40-acre plot here.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call the female sheep?
Ewes. E-W-E-S.
Uh-huh. What about the male?
Well, I guess ram would be the proper name. That's what we called them after they got grown, you know.
That word was nice to use?
I never did hear any complaint about it. It must not have been, looks like it would have been as bad as bull, but it didn't appear that way to my mother and daddy, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Talking about hogs, you have different names, you know, according to the size and the age.
Yeah, just a small hog is a pig. Mm-hmm. And after they get bigger than that, then I guess it's what you'd call a shoat.
How big's a shoat?
About a half a year old, about 6 months. Mm-hmm. On up to maybe a year. And then they get bigger, and I guess you'd call them porkers.
Mm-hmm. About how big is that?
Well, anywhere from 100 pound on up to whatever size you wanted to butcher them.
Mm-hmm. And the female?
Sow.
And if she's never, yes, she's younger than that. She's never had pigs since she'd be a...
I don't know whether I ever heard her called anything but just a sow or not.
Did you ever hear gilt?
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah.
What's that?
That's a sow that had never had pigs.
Huh. What did you call that? What was that word again?
Gilted.
Uh-huh.
That's a sow that had never had pigs.
Mm-hmm. What about the male that's been castrated?
He's called a Barra, B-A-R-R-O-W.
Mm-hmm. You pronounce that two different ways.
Well, people around here called it Bar.
Uh-huh.
But it's spelled B-A-R-R-O-W.
I see.
You know, people had a way of cutting corners when they could with their things they said.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad and mother wanted us to read and stress the importance of us speaking words as nearly correctly as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that took away a lot of that just regular everyday things that people would say. And we just got in the habit of course, now as long as we all lived at home, if we got ready to say ain't, we said it. And we knew that wasn't correct, but we said it anyway.
How would you say the word ain't? How would you use that?
Say, I just ain't gonna do it, or I ain't going, or just any way that it, whether it made sense or not.
Would you say he ain't?
Yeah, he ain't. He ain't coming, or he ain't going, or
mm-hmm.
just any way we wanted to say it.